telephone conversation.
The price seemed reasonable. Location, indifferent. The landlady swore she lived off-premises. Nothing remained but self-confession. "Madam," I warned, "I hate a wasted journey. I am African." Silence. Silence transmission of pressurized good breeding. Voice, when it came, lipstick-coated. Long gold rolled, cigarette holder pipped. Caught I was, foully. "How dark?" I had not misheard. "Are you light or very dark?" Button B, button A, stench of rancid breath, of public hide and speak. Red booth, red pillar box, red double-tiered, omnibus squelching tar. It was real, shamed, by ill-mannered silence, surrender, push dumbfoundment, to beg simplification. Considerate she was, varying the emphasis. "Are you dark or very light?" Revelation came. "You mean like plain or milk chocolate?" Her assent was clinical, crushing, in its light, impersonality, rapidly, wavelength adjusted. I chose. "West African sepia." And as afterthought, "Down in my passport." Silence for spectroscopic flight of fancy, till truthfulness changed her accent, hard on the mouthpiece. "What's that?" Conceding. "Don't know what that is." "Like brunette." "That's dark, isn't it?" "Not altogether. Facially, I am brunette. But, madam, you should see the rest of me, palm of my hand, soles of my feet, are a peroxide blonde, friction caused, foolish madman, by sitting down, has turned my bottom raven black. One moment, madam." Sensing her receiver rearing on the thunderclap. "About my ears." "Madam," I pleaded, "wouldn't you rather see for yourself?"